Young Cavalier, Duke of Buckingham, and ambassador to the French court, has just returned to England. He leaves behind two guardsmen, whom he has instructed to stay near the beautiful Queen Anne, with whom he has fallen madly in love. Queen Anne of Austria, wife of the jealous and morbid Louis XIII, has had a most lonesome and unhappy life. But now she is in constant fear of her enemy, the powerful Cardinal Richelieu, from whom she has tried to conceal her love for the young Duke. Listen. Tonight the Queen must send an important message to her lover in England. In a deserted room of the palace, she carefully opens a window.
Cavalier. Cavalier.
I knew, Your Majesty.
Oh, come inside. There. Have you waited long?
No, Your Majesty, not so very long. But as I crouched outside the window before Your Majesty came, I thought I saw the door open and someone come into the room. What's that over there?
Only the tall back of an old chair, Gavier.
Oh, well, then I was mistaken. Forgive me for frightening Your Majesty.
Oh, it takes very little to frighten me these days. Gavier, in spite of all our precautions, I am afraid that Cardinal Richelieu suspects. He has no proof, but your master must not come back to France until I know that all will be safe. That is why I sent for you, Gavier. You must leave for England tonight.
Tonight?
Yes. Louis is growing more and more suspicious. He often speaks of the Duke of Buckingham as that insolent young ambassador.
Oh, Your Majesty, the King suspects as well.
Yes, I'm sure of it. They talk much together in whispers. When I come into the room, they suddenly cease. Louis glares at me, but the Cardinal only narrows his eyes and smiles. Oh, it's maddening.
Mon Dieu, well, I pity Your Majesty.
Where is the other guardsman?
André is waiting below.
Tell him to be ready at any time, for I may need him while you are gone.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Here. I wish you to take your master a gift from me. Tell him, Gavier, that I have not dared to write for fear I might furnish some evidence the Cardinal could show the King. But surely this little set of diamond studs can bring no harm. Give it to him, so that he might know and understand what is in my heart. Now go, and heaven bless you.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
I will close the window after you. Goodbye. May you arrive in England in time.
Au revoir.
Good evening, Your Majesty.
Cardinal Richelieu.
Gavier was not mistaken. Someone did come in the room before Your Majesty.
Oh, you've been sitting in that chair all this time.
Yes, Your Majesty. I should have regretted to miss such a very interesting conversation.
Queen purchased a set of diamond studs, eh?
Yes, Your Majesty. The court jeweler happened to mention it to me. He also described the diamonds.
Well, what of it? The Queen has her own money. Oh, diamond studs, you say?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Diamond studs. Diamond studs. Well, what could she want them for?
Perhaps, Your Majesty, to give to someone.
Well, who could she give them to?
Has Your Majesty forgotten that...
Wait! We'll send for her. Pierre, tell Her Majesty the Queen to come to my sitting room. I'll ask her. Giving presents to... Ah! Some lover, eh? Perhaps the Duke of Buckingham. So that's it. You know that. Is that true?
Oh, calm yourself, Your Majesty. There's no need to...
Ah, you're hiding it from me. You think I don't see. I don't know.
Good evening, Louis.
Oh, so there you are.
Why, is there something wrong? Has Monsieur Le Cardinal been upsetting you again?
Huh? No, of course not. Sit down. I wish to speak to you.
Yes, Louis?
Now, that's better. Now, Anne, I want to know. Did you buy a set of diamond studs?
I did.
Well, what for?
Louis, has Monsieur Le Cardinal been telling you tales again?
Huh? Well, if the Queen is buying presents for someone, I, as King, ought to know about it. Now, madame, will you answer me? Why did you buy a set of diamond studs?
I'd rather not say, Louis.
What?
Your Majesty, if Madame Her Majesty has not already given them away, perhaps she would like to show them to Your Majesty.
Cardinal Richelieu, this is not a question that concerns you. Louis, are you forgetting that next week is your birthday?
Huh? My birthday? Richelieu, you see what comes of your mysteries?
I see.
I have a birthday, a week from today. Oh, Anne, I had forgotten.
A week from today. Madame, the court jeweler gave me a very good description of the gift. It cannot be duplicated.
And why should I wish to duplicate it?
Oh, no reason at all. I was just thinking that it is more than a week's journey to England.
England? England? What are you talking about?
Nothing at all, Your Majesty. Nothing.
Louis, I am tired now. May I go to my room?
Of course. Run along. Oh, Anne.
Yes, Louis?
When you give me the diamond studs next week, I shall be just as surprised as if I had not known.
And I, too, will be surprised when Madame gives Your Majesty the diamond studs.
André, you must leave tonight for England.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Be back here at the palace by this hour, a week from tonight. The Cardinal learned of the diamond gift I sent your master in England, and this afternoon he told the King.
The King?
I have promised to have it a week from today for the King's birthday. If the diamonds are returned, the Cardinal can say nothing. He'll have no proof.
But, Your Majesty, never has anyone journeyed to England in that short a time.
But you must do it, André. You must. For the love of the Duke and myself, you must get the diamonds.
Then Your Majesty shall have them.
Thank heaven. Now, goodbye. I'll be looking for you 1 week from tonight. Come here to my window and rap on the pane at this same hour. Now go. God be with you.
Thank you, Majesty. Adieu. Until a week from tonight, at this same hour.
Indeed, Your Majesty's birthday has been a very successful event. But Madame, Her Majesty, seems worried and upset this evening.
Huh? What's that? Is anything wrong, Anne?
No, of course not, Louis. And now, would you mind if I go to my room?
Perhaps Her Majesty wishes to get something from her room.
Oh.
Why do you start, madame?
Oh, yes, of course. I wish to get...
Eh? What's that? Get something? Oh, I had forgotten my gift.
I believe madame was also forgetting.
No, I really wasn't, Louis.
Well, let's have it. This gift Richelieu has made such a mystery of.
Shall I go now?
Well, yes, of course. I'm surprised you waited so long.
If you knew the circumstances, you'd not be surprised.
opens, he must wait a little longer. Oh, Andre, Andre!
Madame, will you open this door, or shall I have it forced open?
Your Majesty.
Andre!
Open this door in the name of the King of France!
Yes, Louis, I am coming.
Well, at last! Is this any way, Madame, to treat your husband? Well, what have you to say?
Your Majesty seems very agitated.
Well, Madame, where is the gift you promised?
Louis, is that any way to speak to me?
Ah, you refuse! It's true, then!
What is true?
That you gave the diamond studs to the Duke of Buckingham. Answer me! Is that true?
So, Cardinal Richelieu has been telling you more of his little tales.
Oh, bah!
When those, tales happen to be the truth, Madame, what do you expect from a cardinal who has only His Majesty's welfare in view?
And if those tales are not true?
It would be a most pleasant surprise, I assure Your Majesty.
Then I will deny you that pleasure no longer.
Eh? What's this? You have them?
Mon Dieu, it cannot be.
Ah, but Monsieur le Cardinal does not seem so pleasantly surprised. Louis, here is your birthday gift. The diamond stud.
You see, Richelieu?
Yes, why, Madame, Your Majesty, I wouldn't have believed it possible.